This is the Roxanne Show. Get ready. It's time to rise.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Roxanne Show. Today's episode is all about curating work-life harmony. Harmony, not balance. I'm going to throw away that whole concept of balance in this episode and invite you to think of it different so that you can actually feel a difference. I know this is something that so many individuals out there, probably you, are, you know, just wanting to feel more in your life. You want to feel more integration and not separation between, you know, a heavy load of work, or, you know, you're so far into aspects of your life that you feel like you're neglecting work. So we're going to go through all of that. You want to stick through this entire episode. It is going to bring you into a whole new framework around this concept. Before I get going here, I want to invite all of you who have not yet downloaded my free Feed Yourself meditation and digital journal to go ahead and do that. It's free. It's in the show notes. This is a really epic meditation that helps you drop deeply into yourself. It's guided by me, helps you drop into yourself and really connect with this highest state of yourself, AKA your future self, right? So it's less than 15 minutes long, which makes it completely doable for a daily practice. And then you have the digital journal to help really embed, you know, and even get more clear on what you experienced in your meditation and how to just keep it all very active in your frequency. So again, to get that free download, just click the link in the show notes and let's get going with this episode. All right. Work-life balance. Fuck that. Honestly, you know, I want to actually start with a really powerful idea that Simon Sinek, he's a thought leader, author, and business leadership that he shared. And I think it's just the perfect way to set up this episode. So he says, work-life balance is opposing, but it doesn't need to be. It's about creating more flow and integration between both, right? So the idea of when I hear balance, you know, I think of like a scale, right? So you have weight on the side, you have weight on the side, and it's static. It's like equal weights, but not moving. And that is so the opposite of life, right? Life is constantly moving. There are so many moving parts. And, you know, if you're someone, especially if you're an entrepreneur, but you don't even need to be an entrepreneur to feel the load of work that we all pretty much carry, it's heavy. And if you are, you know, trying to also have a life, but also kick ass and with your work, and you keep these separated, it's going to be really hard to do for a lot of reasons. And I'll definitely unpack some ideas around those reasons. But I really love this idea too, the Taoists have that, you know, the best experience for us is to have one foot in chaos and one foot in order. And it might sound interesting, but truly, you know, to be in the chaos of things is, and we can kind of interpret that as like all the fast moving parts, is where, you know, new experiences come, compelling, captivating, transformative experiences come. And then having our foot in order is, you know, the structure. It's where we stay grounded. So if you think of like routines and things of that nature, right? So ideally, it really does come down to having your foot in both places, right? I know in my own life as an entrepreneur that is very, very career centric, really mission centric, but you know, it's my career. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to carry this load to, you know, not just uphold it, but to advance it, to scale it, right? And then I have this whole other, you know, so many other aspects of my life that are so important to me, my family, my health, my friends, my creativity and adventure, creativity outside of just work. You know, gratefully work is so creative, but, you know, there has to be another, other aspects of creativity just for myself, right? To nurture that very important piece to me in my life, right? And I think it's important to say that if we're reaching for balance, like if I was just trying to keep it all together like this, like the scale, I mean, that would just really be a constant stressor on me. So let's start with just reframing the whole concept. Why I love the word harmony, I mean, for so many reasons. Harmony is just, it's everything. It's where we all want to be, right? Harmony, you know, if you think of, it may sound like semantics, but it's actually not. If you think about music and what harmony in a song feels like, did you see, if you're watching this on Instagram, if you're watching this on YouTube, you know, my body just moved in a multiple, like, you know, very curvy kind of ways, right? Because when I think of harmony, it's like kind of going all over the place here, right? And yet in that going all over the place, it just sounds really, you know, put together, like everything is integrated and working so deliciously together, right? It's not just one note and one note equally holding each other's weight. It's going high, low, far, wide, deep, you know what I mean? And all of it is giving the sensation that just feels really good. And that's how I think about this whole concept, right? Like work, life, and just, you know, creating more. Again, I'm going to say the word harmony, because life is not stagnant. And life is going to be moving. There's so many moving parts. And there are different phases of our lives that demand different levels of commitment and focus and even intention in these different phases, right? We have to honor that. That's really important to do, right? Nothing is staying the same. So if we're trying to constantly fit ourselves and our lives in this one, you know, quote unquote, perfect box of balance, like, again, it's going to be a very stressful experience. And what happens too is, you know, the individual out there who's really trying to curate this balance, put it in that perfect box, and then continuously not able to do it, then we have the feelings of guilt and we have the feelings of shame. We have the feelings of, you know, we're not doing good enough, and all these low frequency feelings that are not helping you. They're not helping you in literally any way, shape, or form. They just make you feel like shit. We don't want that. We don't need that. So I think number one, it's just looking at the whole concept differently. Again, it's not opposing, right? How can we be more integrative around our work and our life? Which doesn't mean, you know, that you have to, you know, bring every aspect of either or into each other, but there are, I'm going to give some ideas, specific ways that you can actually do this, you know? And furthermore, I think just on while I'm right here, I think it's important to also just bring this into the picture. You know, there is an almost dark side of being in pursuit, right? Like, so for the really driven entrepreneur who is really just showing up every day, you know, doing their best to make the advancements, to move the business forward, to just, you know, to really just be in best form with business, and the mission, whatever that is, even if it's not business, maybe you're in school, you know, and you're just so driven to get your degree. I mean, that's, it's very all consuming. You know, if you're an athlete and you are striving to, you know, achieve, you know, first place or your win or your gold medal or whatever, you know, in your competition, I mean, this is all consuming. I think it's important to just realize that there is a dark side, if we want to call it that. I have no issues with the dark side, but maybe some people will, with being in such a heavy pursuit, which means that there can be times, again, this goes back to the whole, there's different segments of your life that's going to demand different commitments and, you know, focuses and intentions in those segments for you. But this particular segment, first of all, is not the rest of your life. It's just a good portion moment that is important to you. And in that moment, you may have to, for example, say no to more social events and, you know, less adventures with your friends or things of that nature, because you are really, really just super dialed in and focused because you have a time-bound, you know, goal. You have a time-bound goal. If we start to accept that this is a temporary but very important segment, and that there will be a little depletion in some of these other areas that are important. We're not going to let them go dry, right? But are they going to be filled to the rim or even filled to the level at which we would like them to be filled? Maybe not. But if we could just be okay with that, because we understand that right now there's a focus that really needs most of us, you know, like most of our being, and it's a temporary moment, whatever that is. It could be a year, it could be more than a year, it could be, you know, a week, a month. I'm just, you know, giving you an example here, and it's all about the concept that I'm sharing, really. Then it puts more ease into your process. And that's the most important thing. You know, you're likely already going up against so much stress and challenge. Stress, not necessarily a negative thing, or maybe for some people, but just meaning like there's a lot of challenge. So the idea is, how can I make this easier on myself? You know, and a lot of that is going to come down to the narrative that you have about your situation, you know, your mindset about the situation. So I just want to get that kind of out of the way as we move on here to say that there is, I'm just calling it like the dark side of the pursuit, you know, but it doesn't mean it's a negative. It doesn't mean your whole life, you know, goes away. It just means that for a temporary moment in life, you are giving more of yourself to this pursuit because it's time bound and it really matters to you. It's really important. Doesn't mean you let the other areas go dry. It just means that you are unable to be fully in those other areas that matter to you at the level at which you would like to. But when you hit the goal or complete, you know, certain aspects of the mission, then you come back in to these other areas of your life and you replenish, right? You fill them up. We never let them go dry. So you can't do that, because then this is where the harmony starts, the record scratches, you know what I mean? But you're okay with it not being 50 over here, 50 over here, 50 over here, 50 over here. Like, fuck, no. You know, no, anybody who achieved anything great laughs at that concept, literally laughs. And I know there's a lot of incredible humans, you know, champions in my life, thought leaders, you know, elite level performers. And they literally laugh at the whole concept of, you know, this balancing thing. But to move us forward, because I do want to talk really in depth about the whole concept of integration here. So it's not this separate thing. Let's move on from there. Okay. Let's talk about clarity and prioritization and how that plays into the concept of curating work-life harmony and being more integrative about it. Okay, let's talk about clarity and prioritization and why this is so important before we even start talking about integration, you know, work-life harmony integration. It's kind of like you don't want to be, you know, bringing all this new, you know, epic furniture into a dirty home. We need to make sure that what's already happening in your world is clear, that you know your values, that you're very prioritized with your values, with, you know, your focuses, your goals, because there could be a lot of miscellaneous stuff that is really creating overwhelm and also stealing your energy and your time and your focus. So I'm really going to invite you, whether you want to do this now or, you know, pause the episode and just think about it, or do it after the episode. I say journal it out, because that's going to give you the best experience. But just scan your life on a daily basis and what you naturally just kind of have to move through and you encounter on a daily basis. And ask yourself, like, what doesn't need to live here? You know, what is it? And there could be a lot of things in there. And then when you start to eliminate those things, whatever they are, first of all, right there, it's like you just, you know, lost all this extra weight that you didn't need to be carrying. You know, you just got more clear. I really think it's important too, to know your values. Our values anchor us into our day-to-day decisions. You know, you want to be measuring your actions, your decisions against your values. Is this in alignment with my values, whatever this is? Right? Or is it not? That's what I'm saying. So it's really important to know your core values. I mean, at least the top five of them. You could have 10, I mean, there's no, you know, number here. It's kind of arbitrary. But I mean, I would say that between the 3 and 5 is really shaping your life. If you don't know your core values, if you've never thought to even list or really think about your core values, I have a digital course, your future self course. There's a whole section on this because it's so important. It's such an integrated piece into your self-identity, your self-concept. And your self-concept, your self-identity is shaping your reality. If we don't know our values, we're kind of just wandering through life, you know? So it's going to be really hard to create harmony in your life when you don't have a strong sense of what your values are. You know, your values also help you with your priorities. Your values also help to curate boundaries. Boundaries. Not just boundaries with other people, but boundaries with yourself. For example, if a core value to you is health, vitality, then you have a boundary about when you go to bed at night because you want to wake up feeling good so that you can go get your training, your workout done before you have to start your day. But if you don't even know that that's a value, well, then you're probably kind of just flimsy about the whole thing. But when you know that's a value, and you really, it's not just an idea that you like, that you think you should value, but it truly is a value, then again, it's going to shape your behaviors, your habits, your decisions, and curate these boundaries. And this is also important in terms of how we start to manage, you know, the harmony of our life, you know, work life. Life is, you know, grouping together a lot, right? For the sake of, you know, making it easy understanding, we say work, we say life, harmony. But yeah, just if you want some more information on the course, show notes there, but it's really, really powerful, the course, to help you get clear on your values and so much more related to your self-identity. But yeah, this is important because again, I can sit here and talk about ways to integrate, but we don't want to integrate what doesn't need to be there. You know, we want to get very clear first on what are the most important, you know, pieces to my life as a whole, and then look at what's living in your day-to-day that doesn't need to be there and start moving that shit out the way so that we have more space to show up for what does matter to us and maybe add something or some things that, you know, we want to include that, you know, up to this point, we didn't feel like we had space to. Oh, maybe I want to meditate more, you know, but I don't feel like I have time. Well, no, you would have time if, you know, you didn't spend, you know, 2 hours on the phone the night before. I'm making this up. I'm a storytelling. You know what I mean? That would put you to bed later than you'd like to get to bed. And so, you know, cut out that phone call or move it up early in the day, whatever you need to do, so you get to bed on time so you can get up and have that morning meditation for yourself. Everything is possible in terms of, you know, curating what you would like to curate, but for your life, but you have to be super clear on what matters most. It's a whole saying, like, you can have anything, but you can't have everything. You know, you can't have it all at the same time, right? So prioritizing is super, super important. Okay, I want to read you a list of mine that pretty much encompasses the whole work life concept. So my list is self-care/health, fitness, family, friends, work, adventure, spiritual growth, skill growth, intellectual growth, and creativity. Those are the main components that, you know, are my life and that really matter to me. I will tell you in my own life, because I know sometimes that's really helpful to hear, you know, my experience. I am very mission-driven. I'm very career-centric. So there are times, for example, just, you know, even in the last couple of years where my social life has taken a bit of a backseat so that I can be super, you know, present where I need to be for my business. Does that mean that I don't have friends or that I let all my friends down or I didn't ever connect with my friends? No, of course not. But it does mean that I don't show up to every birthday party or event or, you know, I'm not taking the trips that I would love to. In my heart, I would, right? But I understand that what's really important for me right now is to make sure that, you know, I'm present with energy to my mission, to my career, to keep it moving and scaling the way that I'm here to do. Like I'm vision questing, if you will. But it's important to say again that I don't let that pillar run dry. That cup doesn't become empty. It's just that I'm less involved in certain aspects of my social life than maybe I was before, or even that I'd like to be, right? So you have your own list. Maybe some of the things that I just shared on my list really resonate with you and your own. But for me, for example, intellectual growth and skill growth is very important to me. So when I say it's very important, it means that I have to make sure that I am constantly giving some attention and energy to these pillars or these cups, whatever we want to call it. You know, these certain sectors of my life, right? It's very, very important for me to put some deposits in there, right? So here, that's the key word that I want you to think about, your deposits. You don't have to deposit the same amount in every sector of your life that matters to you. You just want to make sure that you are making some kind of deposit to be able to create this harmony. And where we can start to integrate, this is really, so for example, in my world, and this is my world, this may not be yours, but it's mine. You know, I'm very fortunate that a really good handful of my closest friends are all entrepreneurs, some of which are in the same sector of work that I am. So we can do some work experiences together, collaborations or just experiences together, where we're getting that really yummy quality time in, but we're also, you know, doing important work for both of us, right? Or for all of us, depending on the situation. So this is integration here that is, it's so cool to be able to do this, you know? And I understand that maybe a lot of you don't have that, but if you could just start thinking of the ways that, like, for example, it could be, you know, maybe you come home and you have work to do from work, right? As part of your career or whatever. Can you make a work date? So instead of a cocktail date, right? Like my Friday night cocktail date, can you have like a coffee or a tea or some kind of work date with a friend who doesn't even necessarily have to be working with you? I'm just saying, but maybe they have some work to do. This is all, there's so many variables in different ways. I'm just trying to give you ideas of how you can start integrating, creating ways to not keep, you know, work and life so separate. You know, we know that a classic example, I'm sure many of you do this already, but it's like, have a workout partner. You're home girl. You know, she's, you know, you, health is very important to you. You guys are both clear on that. It's a core value of yours. And, you know, rather than you doing late nights, having dinner and drinking a bunch of wine, you choose throughout the week to team up and to get your workout in together, you know, or go on a walk together, whatever it is. But these are the ways that we can start to integrate more of what matters to us. Every sector doesn't have to be independent. You know, it like its own thing that can't, you know, correspond or work with another sector of your life. There are so many aspects. Like if creativity is also an important sector for you, right? Or skill learning. I mean, you could totally bring friends in. You're a parent. You can bring creativity in and have your kids be a part of that too. You know, just literally on my way to studio today, I was talking to one of my best friends and I was sharing with her, Melissa, I love you. I was sharing with her the idea for this episode and she was like, God, I love that so much. You know, just recently what I started doing with my kids, she has two beautiful kids, is you know, she comes home and she's working to finish her degree, and she made it clear to her kids that when she's going to study and they also need to study, they're in school, that they're going to have this time to do it together. So you know, the kids are working on their school stuff, mom's working on her school stuff. And this integration just felt so good to her and to the kids. It wasn't like, hey, kids, I got to go. I got to, you know, be in my room and I can't attend to you. It was like, no, you guys are going to do what you need to do in this, you know, area of school and your work. And mom's going to be right here with you. And mom's going to focus on me. What was so cool is that she didn't feel guilty about being able to, you know, hone in and focus on what she needed to do. And that's a very important piece to tease out here, because I know, because I've got incredible mothers for best friends, that mom guilt is a fucking real thing. It's such a real thing. And while I'm not a mother, trust me, I get it. I get it because the level at which I love my family, and I'm like super anti over here, is so fucking next level. I'm not even going to try. And even with my highest level of poetry, trying to explain the love for my family, there's nothing above it, nothing. And yet, you know, I'm not able to be there for every moment, you know, for my family and, you know, the little ones, especially, you know, that I'm an auntie to, and it doesn't feel great. So I understand the mom guilt. Even if I'm not a mom, I still get that feeling. But because I'm very clear on my priorities and, you know, everything that I'm doing is ultimately for my family too, it just helps me to accept that while that's not going to feel good, I understand that A, certain aspects of this, you know, how I'm functioning are temporary, not everything, you know, but certain aspects are. And, you know, if I'm not able to be there and it's not going to feel great, I understand that that's just par for the course. So whether it is that you need to just decide that you're not going to feel guilty, which I think could be very hard, you could do that if you want and try, or you just understand and you reframe this, the whole meaning behind the guilt. And instead you understand that that emotion is because you love and you care for your family. And yet you understand it also signifies the reason why you're able to step away and do whatever it is that's making you feel guilty, whether it's you, you know, being so deep into work and career or even just self-care practices that are important to you. All of that is also because you love your family. Do you understand? And that should help to kind of just ease the whole, you know, impact of the mom guilt. I mean, I hope so anyways, because nothing feels worse than feeling guilty, period. It's just a very low frequency emotion, and it's unnecessary. It doesn't have to exist that way. It's all about how we're framing the experience and ultimately the meaning that we're assigning to the experience and that emotion. All right, to close out this episode, it's important to bring this piece in right here. When we think about how to, you know, be more integrative and ultimately create more harmony in our life, this two-letter word is one of your greatest allies. No. No. You have to be willing to say no to a lot of different things in order to keep that harmony intact. You are responsible. We are all responsible for, you know, what we invite into our lives, right? What experiences we're inviting into our lives. And I can tell you personally that, you know, over the years, especially, I mean, I think it was harder in my 20s, but, you know, 30s, 40s, like I got no problem saying no. And this really falls into the boundaries too. You know, in my world, health, fitness, non-negotiable, like fucking non-negotiable. Nothing gets in the way of that, including anything that has to do with me. But I don't even, because I love it so much, like I don't really have to put a boundary because it's just my flow of life. But I do have to put, you know, boundaries on the external, or I have to say no to things on the external so that I can keep that very much intact, right? I have to say no to certain experiences, no to, you know, whatever it is, social, you know, going out, whatever it is, so that I can maintain optimal energy to curate, keep this curation of my work-life balance in harmony, because you can't do it all at the same time. And a lot of times there's so many, you know, if you're people pleasing, if you're saying yes because you're afraid that if you say no, you lose something, someone's not going to like you, you feel guilty, all of that. I mean, right there, you're just inviting disharmony into your life. Number one, you're not being true to yourself. And for those of you who have been dialed into me for a long time, you know how I feel about that. It's all about being true to yourself. It's all about your authenticity. When you start to step out of your authenticity, you are fully stepping away from your vitality too. Period. End of story. They are so connected, right? So you don't want to do that. You need to have enough confidence and trust in yourself and in your decisions to be able to say no to anything that isn't really a priority for you. And you need to be okay with that, you know? The more you do it, the more you become okay with it, right? So it's really important because, again, it's not just about being able to do everything all at once, but this whole episode is also about getting very clear on what even matters to you. And then you take those elements of what matters to you and you start to curate integration so that it's not opposing. It's not, you know, each is not its own individual thing that cannot, you know, work together, you know, and that is just the fundamental piece right there, is that you have to know what matters to you. And it can seem very easy on the surface. Like, I know what matters, my family, but until you actually dive in, and this is why, again, journal, until you dive in and you actually look at your day-to-day life, and then again, core values, and you start to look and you go, wait, why does this need to be in my day? Why do I keep doing this? And this certainly, I'm making examples here, this certainly isn't a match to, you know, my core values. And then you can start editing, and then you can start prioritizing, and then you can start integrating. But you got to clean the house first, you know? It's so important. So just to summarize here, again, We're completely removing balance, and it's not semantics. And we are, you know, putting harmony in its place, work-life harmony. And we are removing this idea that all of these important sectors of your life have their own, you know, independence and cannot be coexisting together. We are removing that concept, and we are inviting ourselves to think about the ways at which we can creatively and joyfully integrate as many pieces together as we possibly can, you know? And then this piece right here, so important, we have to be very clear on what our core values are, because our core values are affecting our behaviors, our habits, our decisions, our commitments. So if we don't even know what those are, you're just operating at a flimsy level, period. And that will never feel good. Clarity feels so fucking good. Clarity curates confidence, right? Clarity is where you can be more directional, where you can be more precise, where you can be more potent, where you can be more effective. We don't like when we don't feel clear. When we feel uncertain, right? It's the same thing. We're just like, oh, I don't know. It doesn't feel good. And it shouldn't feel good, right? I mean, not having clarity, you can move through uncertainty, but if you're clear on you, if you're clear on where you're moving yourself through, you don't have to be clear on the outcome. But just having some sense of clarity as you move through uncertainty is going to give you confidence and conviction and ultimately give you trust. So that is really important. And that absolutely does affect the whole harmonization of your life. So that was a very important piece to put in here. And your boundaries. Your core values also help to assign your boundaries. Assign your boundaries, but then it's your job to enforce your boundaries. And that brings us to the final piece, the two-letter word, magic word, no. No. And we have to be okay with that. We have to be okay also with, you know, sometimes certain sectors are not going to have the same or the most ideal level of deposits that we'd like to put into them. But as long as we don't let that count go negative, we don't let that cup go dry, we will have the opportunity, if it's important to us, to come back in and make a rich deposit or to fill that cup up in the way that we would like to. And we want to just start accepting that that is a more healthy way to look at the whole experience of creating harmony in our life and ultimately move through it in that from that framework, you know, versus just having this constant state of stress around, I don't have any balance in my life. I just can't seem to get balance in my life, you know, and be careful of that too, because that's also a narrative, right? Everything is a narrative. You have to decide, are your narratives taking you closer to the life that you want to be experiencing? Are they giving you the life that you want to experience? If not, check your narrative. Check your narrative. Turn to your journal. Turn to your journal. Listen to this episode back. Go back. Think about your, you know, core sectors or pillars of your life. I gave you mine, right? Think about your core values. Again, show notes, Future Self course. Incredible fucking course for women. Femininely Fierce helps you really get clear on who you authentically are and who you are becoming. And that is so important. So I really do hope that this episode brought in a sense of ease about this whole thing too. So it doesn't have to be this super stressful situation for you. And yeah, it will take some time to start thinking about how you can integrate and just getting more clear on, you know, your priorities and everything I just shared. But you know, you're well on your way. If you're already listening, if you're still here listening to this episode, you have already put so much work in and now you just have to do the follow through and then you, you know, put the reps in and you just keep going. And that's life. Put the fucking reps in and keep going. All right, you guys, if you've not already given this podcast a 5-star rating review, it means the world to me and my team to read those reviews, to see them coming in. There is a very easy link in the show notes to be able to do that. And if you want one of my epic Opulent Women journals, I mean, it's catered to women, but go ahead, screen grab the review and DM me a picture of it. Roxy Look, R-O-X-Y-L-O-O-K. It's in the show notes and my team will send you a digital journal, Opulent Women Digital Journal. All right, I will see you on the next one. Queen, this is your call to greatness. If you are ready, and I mean truly ready, to shift anything in your outer experience, your outer reality, your finances, your health, your relationship, anything career related, anything spiritual, any shift that you wanna make that has to do with your reality has to first start with shifting who you are, your self-identity. My Future Self Digital course is your supportive blueprint that helps you achieve this. The inner shapes the outer. So when you get crystal clear on your core beliefs, your core values, your core desires, your high hard goals, you know, when you learn how to rewrite parts of your past that maybe don't feel so great and instead leverage those experiences to be fuel for you to expand and to grow, this is how you start to change the game behind the game of life, which all starts and ends with you. I've designed this course from my heart, soul, and experience to be a femininely fierce experience for you to uncover and connect with your most authentic self. And as a Future Self student, you get 3 months free membership access to Queendom. This is where we really get to connect. Queendom is such a rad, sacred, empowered space where every month you get a live Q&A call with me so we can connect and troubleshoot any area of your life that you would like or just get some encouragement from me as well as the other queens in the community. This is a really sacred space and I will see you in Queendom.